Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm back. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful Tuesday edition of the conversation this week. As many of you know, I took Thursday off. I went to a wedding on the weekend, so I actually got 4 days off. And there was driving there, driving back, and it was so fast. No time to really just relax and just, because you want to see people you haven't seen for a long time, so you want to stay up. But then at the same time, when you get there, you just want to go right to bed and go to sleep. But it was a good time, though. But tonight, I don't know if you heard, Nikki Haley's going to be a Democrat. She's got all this dirt on Trump, and she's leaving as the ambassador to the UN. That's what the liberals are going to say, of course. But, you know, she wants to just have some freedom, take some time away. She's going to run as a Democrat. That way we have two conservatives to vote for. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, she's a woman.
And she's a woman.
I want to see what they say about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to get into, because they swore in Kavanaugh and all this stuff, and I'm going to get into what the left said about this and things, and I'm going to get into a post a guy put on. If you haven't heard, they're still doing a massive investigation on this limousine that killed like 18 to 20 people in New York State. And a guy put a comment that I'm going to read that everyone needs to hear because it is so true. I'm going to get into also St. Luke's Hospital. They had a bunch of people lining up. As you know, there was a guy that was doing an organ donor, if you don't know. And they, to pay respect to this guy that was giving an organ donation and all this stuff. A Minnesota teacher has also come forth and resigned after having tweets about, you know, killing Kavanaugh. That and much, much more. So also get into the Jose Mourinho controversy up, down, all around. I mean, I think he's more of the news. I mean, he's more of the news than United. So, I don't know. We'll get into that. And welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. And remember Proverbs 18:24. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. And I always thought of that. You know, when my brother passed away, I always thought about that quote because that verse was just, that just rung true so well. And, you know, it's, everything is perishes in life. You know, we all, you know, eventually I'm going to die. Eventually my wife's going to die, but Jesus is the only eternal comfort that never dies. And people need to realize that. And, you know, and it just really gets me when these people are like, well, they still try to point us as, you know, like on the left, because I mean, I do this a lot when my wife's not here. Because of my show, I have to see what the left. I'll watch MSNBC for a half an hour to see what are they saying about this. If there's a catastrophe or there's a huge shooting like in Paris, I want to know what is the left spin on it. What are they saying, good or bad? They may be hitting it spot on. But I need to know that. And I watch sometimes. I want to know what the heck they're saying. And if you don't know, they've actually admitted and come out that said, yeah, there were people when Kavanaugh was, when that, right before that voting and up until they voted for Kavanaugh, there were paid protesters to get an agenda out there. They still try to pin Trump supporters as Hitler and you know, oh, you support the Reich. Trump's going to bring back the thousand-year Reich. Where do they come up? How do they? Trump and Hitler are so far apart. It's not even funny.
You call that a moron? Yes, Hitler.
I don't get it. Hitler was trying to abolish Christianity. Trump is shoving it down your throats, which you guys hate. He's bringing Christmas back. Hitler wasn't about that. Know your history. There's a reason why in Germany they still got the actual concentration camps and actual artifacts and actual real clothing and bones and stuff there so that the people know what happened so they don't repeat the history. Here they want to get rid of it. They want to abolish it. I don't get it. Oh, you're a Trump, you're a Hitler, you're a Nazi. Okay, well then why do I support Benjamin Netanyahu? Nazis wanted to exterminate Jews. While Trump is keeping his friends close and his enemies closer, Benjamin Netanyahu is actually his biggest enemy, and he's bringing him very close to him. That's what they'll tell you. But that's the world we live in, folks. What did they say last night on MSNBC? That they're astonished. 51% of this nation believed Ford over Kavanaugh, but still, it went on. How can these 60-some-odd women back Kavanaugh with what he did? How can they come forth? Are you kidding me? How can that be? How can that be? How can a Supreme Court justice win 51% of the nation not supporting him? I want to know where they get this notion that 51% of the nation, I don't know anyone except for far left. I mean, because she's, in my opinion, if you are someone that has been abused, it's offensive. It's offensive. It's wrong. It's just one of those things that happens. But it's one of those things. Yeah, my wife and the producer, I think the studio has no air conditioning. I don't know, it's warm in here to me. But anyways, I don't get it, you know, this notion that, like, well, how did he get in? You know, no one in the whole world believes Trump. They all believe Ford. They don't believe Kavanaugh. They don't believe all this. They believe Ford. Ford, I tell you, she was, these people were gang rapes, but they have selective amnesia and can only remember Kavanaugh. They can't remember anyone else. No, they can remember one other person. It's who is that guy? Benjamin Franklin on the $100 bill? Yeah, they're lying. They just, to me, I'd be outraged if I was abused. I would be. I am. But, you know, I mean, I can't believe it. And they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. Because there are people on the left that, okay, well, we're going to look into impeachment of him and all this stuff. And you're just shooting. People are like, okay, whether he did it or not, we don't believe, 90% of the people don't believe he did it. But the radical 10% that believes he did, you know, the people are like, move on. Like, even if he did do it, which I don't believe he did, but let's just hypothetically say he did do it. You're shooting yourself in the foot, just pushing this. Well, we're gonna use the nuclear option. We're gonna get him, and we're gonna take, if it takes 15 years, we're gonna get him out of the Supreme Court. Conservative, what is your base on the left? What are you trying to do to make this country great all I see is you're paying protesters, you're anti-Trump, you're just screaming anti-Trump stuff, calling us Hitler. What are you trying to do to make this country great? I'm sure, excuse me, that he's creating a lot of jobs because, I mean, the more he does his work, the more you have to pay protesters. Now, I'll protest against Trump. Just give me the money. I just won't go protest. I'll just go sit on the couch. Hey, you gave me, hey, man, you know. I just didn't feel like working today. Sorry. I mean, those protesters just look like idiots. I mean, they're not helping your cause. I mean, get over it. I mean, move on. Come up. Tell me what you, if you're a liberal and you want to call in, what is your viewpoint? What do you stand for? What are you about? I want to get into something that, as many of you know, there was a huge limousine wreck that they're investigating in New York that killed 20 people. And if I remember correctly from what my sources have told me, one family lost four daughters in that crash. Our first and foremost thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected by this. This is something that should never happen. And this is, I want to read this. A guy posted this. Comeo, C-O-M-M-E-O, posted this 21 hours ago. And this hits that. This is the truth. And this, I love this guy. This is amazing. And this is what he said about this tragedy. He goes, this is a joke. Governor Cuomo says this is a federal, the issue is federal regulations, is what Cuomo has been saying. I think it was reported that the vehicle failed inspections in New York State. Why are New Yorkers paying for inspection fees for a collection agency, New York State, and getting nothing for it? Step up to the plate, Mr. Cuomo. If you're going to be in our pockets, can we please get something for our money? This is why the rest of the country elected an outsider. Say what you will, but there are people who are getting things done, generally not those in the government. Look at the state of New York. Roads are terrible. Public transportation is lacking. Forward vision non-existent. Go to Texas, Mr. Cuomo, and see how to run a state. Come back if you must. By the way, the state will go after the owner, ? How about the owners of the state go after the state for negligence? Big machine that rarely runs on all, if any, cylinders. That is the truth. I don't know the guy. He sounds liberal, like, and he's just like fed up with. Look at this. That's why then look at the U.S. said, screw this. We're going to take an outsider. We're going to take someone from the outside. You're paying fees for inspections. The car failed the inspection. The guy didn't have the proper certification. How is the car that fails an inspection driving on the road? How is it? How is a guy driving a limo without the proper certification? Pardon me. And he should have had a P certification on there, which is for a passenger certification, which is anything over 15 people in New York City, if my license certification is correct, if I'm correct, because I know every state has different certifications on what classifies a bus, a limo, and some anything over 15, like New York, you have to have basically a passenger certification, a P certification. That's for like bus drivers and all that, have to have that. Didn't have that. But what that guy said is so true. You know, hey, like look at Chicago. Look at how bad, you know, it seems like all these states that are falling apart that have the most revenue brought in. You know, they have parking meters everywhere. They have toll roads everywhere. They have cameras on the, if you, at a certain point during the yellow, if you go, it takes a picture and sends you a ticket in the mail. But why are their roads always crappy in all these places that have like 10 times the taxes? Well, what we're going to do here is we don't want you to eat fast food, so we're going to put a 75% tax on all fast food. Then you're going to have like McDonald's saying, actually, yeah, it takes a long time to get our food now, so we're called slow food. We're not fast food, so you can't tax us. It's just crazy, these places that have higher than normal taxes on everything, and they have toll roads everywhere and parking meters everywhere and a breathing tax. And the places that don't have half that stuff and all these taxes, they're better off. New York is turning into a Chicago, where you have a governor that's cha-ching. He's cashing in, but is anyone else? Is the state cashing in? Of course they are. But are the people benefiting? No. They're not benefiting. The roads suck. The transportation sucks. This sucks. That sucks. But oh well. We're going to have the investigation crew of the investigation crew for the investigation crew. See, this crew right here is going to investigate the crew that's investigating the crew that's investigating the crew that's investigating the car. In this case, the limousine, to make sure, you know. Some of those states are ones where they have like one guy working on it with 25 inspectors. And guess where it's getting them? Nowhere. Go to Texas and see how states run. Go to Indiana and see how states run. I mean, these Democratic politicians are shooting themselves in the foot. And I don't know if governors get, like, some sort of, like, benefit until the, like, all you have to do is be a governor once and then you got, like, congressional government benefits till you die or not. It may be different per state, but all you have to do is run for Senate one time and you're set because you got congressional benefits for life. Then you got people like Hillary, because when Al Gore lost, she wanted to get rid of the Electoral College. And now that Kavanaugh's won and got in, oh, we need to rig the elections so that they can't. We got to get rid of the way. You know, we need to change the way they get Supreme Court justices, because how dare we get another conservative in here who wants to follow the Constitution, because I want to control your life and own you. I want to have these kids chanting and raving, not realizing they're chanting their own doom. These kids need to wake up and realize that they're basically chanting themselves to the grave. And what do I mean by that? Okay. Basically, you're trying to get people in this country to run it that want to take away your freedom, your liberty, your right to pursue their happiness, everything. Case in point, Colin Kaepernick. He takes a knee on the national anthem. What does he do? He's talking about inequality. What does he wear on a shirt? A communist dictator. someone that runs your life, controls you, and owns you. If these kids keep chanting and getting what they want, pretty soon you're going to have a country where you can have five hairstyles that you can choose from as a guy. Seven hairstyles as a woman. I mean, you're chanting the party that is going off because how dare Ford get gang raped and raped at this party, but you're the party that wants guys to be able to go into little girls' bathrooms. You have no, you're offended by the fact that a Kavanaugh. Yeah. Yeah. You're outraged that you believe Brett Kavanaugh raped this woman. How dare that? But then you say it's tolerance.
He's the one that raped her. He was just there.
Yeah, yep. But then you at the same time want to have a little girl into the same bathroom with an adult male who thinks he's a woman. He's wearing Wrangler jeans and a torn t-shirt, and he's got a John Deere hat on. He doesn't dress like a woman. I think I'm a woman. So that little girl is going to be going to the bathroom in the same bathroom as her. And that's tolerance. We have to have that. That's tolerance. See, these liberals, that's the problem. That's the downfall of that party. Whether you're a liberal or not, that's the downfall of your party. When you have Bill Clinton saying, hey, we have to build a wall. You know, immigrants are they're a danger to our society. Hillary Clinton said things because they keep flip-flopping on issues. Hillary Clinton for years was marriages between a man and a woman. Boo. And now all of a sudden she's for gay marriage. They flip-flop so much that they don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to what do you believe, what is the Democrat's stance on this? The conservative stance on a lot of things hasn't changed. And that's where we're at. Because my stance, like I've said a million times, I think gay couples should always have the same rights as a married couple, but you should call it something different for two girls and call it something different for two guys. That way you have three terms. This refers to two men, this word refers to two women, and this refers to a man and a woman. I mean, you have your own culture. Why not have your own terminology for what men and women call marriage? That is a word that has meaning to you as two women or as two guys. What a concept. You know, if I'm going to have fun with my wife, it's going to be in the bedroom and it's going to stay there. We're not out in the public sitting there making out on a big, what are the things called? Like a parade float that says eat me? It's a big cake. My wife's like, I can't. My producer's like, I can't. Thank you. You know, that's one thing I want to do before I die. I want to enter some afloat in some parade, whether it's a Thanksgiving parade or a Christmas parade somewhere in the U.S., and it's just going to be a big cake from, like, they had from National Lampoon's Animal House with Eat Me on it. I think I always thought that was so funny when I had a buddy named Anthony Edward Thornburg, and he always wanted to have it as his license plate. Anthony Edward Thornburg. EAT. Or Edward Anthony Thornburg. Eat me. He wanted to have Edward Anthony Thornburg, me, as his license plate. Eat me. They wouldn't allow it in Indiana. It's like, well, there's my. It's biologically my name from birth. I haven't changed it. No. Because they wouldn't understand what he did. Anyone that just saw it. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know. Have an identity. That's what this world is missing from the left. And since they're losing, they don't. All they know is protests. They don't know. Why don't we come up with policies ourselves? I mean, Brett Kavanaugh has hired 4 women to be his law clerks. The first Supreme Court to do so. The first Supreme Court justice to do so. And he is continuing in Trump's tradition of doing what he said he would do. What a concept. But when you look at someone like Kavanaugh and you look at someone like Trump, they have some, this is what I want to do. That's why people like Trump, he said the same thing for 30, 40 years. He hasn't changed his stance. Most conservatives haven't changed their stance. Well, people are starting to wake up to realize that, hey, we've had Democratic policies year after year after year in New York, and it's going in the toilet. Look at the Democratic policies here. You know, and everything keeps falling apart in these cities that are Democrat year after year after year, and people are starting to wake up. And these blacks are starting to realize, hey, you know where I live? I live 70 miles from any white man. How is it his fault? Show me a conservative Tea Party person. They're starting to wake up when they're blaming Tea Party conservatives for the state of their city. And there can't be, because there's none. And they're starting to slowly wake up and say, wait a minute here. Wow. Yeah, I've seen Democratic policies year after year after year after year after year, and my place ain't getting any better. Chicago's not getting any better. But that's what's the downfall. And then there's a lot of people that basically, and the statistics have come out and they've said, there's a lot of people that are like, hey, if you vote no on Kavanaugh, we're not going to vote for you. Yeah, we're not going to, you can vote how you want to, but, and just an FYI for you people out there, you can actually look up and see what your senators voted for. If you have a topic and this came up, who have they voted for? What did they vote for? Did they even vote? Okay, wow, there were 25 votes that came up in Senate, and my senator's been there twice to vote. I mean, and you can actually look it up and say, wait a minute here. Out of 25 votes, you've only been to 2 votes? What are you doing? I voted for you to do a job. That's the word of the day. J-O-B. Don't worry about catching a dog. Don't worry about a dog catching your ass. But you can actually do that. Hard to believe. Wow. Hard to believe, but you can actually do that. You can see, okay, wow, he's been to 2% of all votes in Congress. That's the world we live in. With the technology and stuff, it's easier than ever to look that up and see. And it's neat to see. It's neat to see. Because there's a lot of votes that go on that don't even make press. It don't really. It's amazing what they vote on. I mean, it would be so easy to slip something into a bill that when they pass the bill, guess what? This is legal. Or illegal. But it's a different world we live in. I love these. And this is a little nostalgic part of the show. But like these kids at like 7 years old, when I have like an iPhone, and they show like, I was watching this YouTube video, and they had like, when I was a kid, it was light bright. You thought that was like the coolest thing. And now they have like kids. I thought I was the coolest kid when I got a 64 count Crayola thing. With a sharpener. And now kids And a kid nowadays wants like an iPhone 10 and yeah, this is my what I do is I've got 10 interfacing laptops and they're like a 5 year old and I'm like, wow, I wanted a Sesame Street coloring book. You know, and these kids have like these massive computers that they can, you know, they're like playing FIFA 18 and they're like 7 years old and I'm like, yes, I just got my picture pages in the mail so I could do picture pages with Bill Cosby. Yay. Where he had that pen that we always had to make the noise because it didn't work. And kids now have like, they're playing like FIFA 2016 is Lionel Messi and, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, where they look like they're the actual players. You know, remember lawn darts? Those things that you threw up and you can get hit and killed? Not no more. Those are dangerous. Now they just have, like, feathers that you throw up. Because that, I'm sure you can get hurt somehow and then someone's going to see you. But the world, it's a different America. It's not the America we grew up in. It's not, you know. But hey, but that's how this world is. It's not the same America, and we I mean, see. I think you learned a lot when I grew up. I remember having black cats that spang, like you'd light the thing and like in 2 seconds, boom. I mean, you'd barely get that thing in your hand and it'd float. You learned. I mean, we were smart enough to watch the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, but not stupid enough to try this stuff. Not Jackass. Not past 0.0. We urge you not to send us videos of you attempting things you've seen on past 0.0. Now they want to take away all your fun. They don't want you to do anything. How dare you? I mean, we had guns that looked like guns when I grew up, toy guns. But we knew the difference between a toy and a real one. Now they have, like, paint guns because they want to make sure that there's no possible way you could distinguish that from a fake gun. Because stupid people, let's try to rob a convenience store with a fake gun. That way if we get busted, then it's not real, man. And maybe we'll get lesser charges. It's considered a weapon no matter what. And then there are people that have been shot. And they didn't even, and they had like their hand in their pocket acting like they had a gun, thinking they would just scare the guy into giving them money and they'd take off. And the guy had a gun and in self defense shot the dude. And then when they opened him up, found out, hey, he had nothing in his pocket. He was just pretending. You know, now you can't even move your car from one side of the driveway to the other without having your seatbelt on because you may get a ticket. We used to lie in the back of the station wagon and go from here to Pennsylvania. Now, I would hate to know what happened if it slid off the road and we got in a major accident. We wouldn't have survived, for sure, but we did it many times. And that's the world I grew up in. Just think about it like this. They get hurt more and more and more and more in football. And what do they wear? More and more and more and more padding. You know, the more you try to protect, the more things get worse. You need to let kids give them the creepy crawler oven. Let them get burned on. They're not going to do it again. You know, you learn the most by screwing up and doing it wrong. Kids get hurt a little bit. Let them, okay, that, you know. There was a time in this country when the teacher had the golden fist called a paddle. You did something wrong, she beat your butt. Not now. How dare you abuse my son? Well, you know, it's different. When it was never a, why did you hit my mom would have been like, what did you do? I'm going to call that teacher and I'm going to find out what you did for her to hit you. You better tell me now, because if you lie to me, oh, let me tell you, I got that 1810 stainless steel pile of home waiting for you. Let me tell you, I'm going to break your tailbone, your legs, and everything. You ain't going to live. You're going to be 6 feet under. Tell me, Coletta, what did you do? Why did she have to hit you? Not now. Now it's like, why did you abuse? We're getting the police. We want an investigation. You hit our son. How dare you? We're getting attorneys. We're suing the school. We're suing the school corporation. We're suing the teachers union. We're going to own this school corporation. Not that my mom would have done what I was saying, because I was a good kid. I knew the consequence. My mom worked in the school district where I was. If I did one thing wrong, if I got sent to the principal's office, they would have instantly told my mom before. My mom would have found out before I even got to the principal's office. They would have told her. And some of the teachers, my mom, like, oh, well, I wouldn't have cared. If you'd have went to the principal's office, I would have backed you, because that guy's an a-hole to begin with. It's not necessary, you know, so one of those, you know, he's just one of those bad teachers. Not right, but pardon me. But that would have been a rare occasion, but. That's the world we live in today. You can't discipline a kid. How dare you discipline a kid? It's abuse. If you try to discipline your kid in public, you're abusing the kid. We're calling Child Protective Services. How dare you? There's a difference between discipline and abuse. If you're just hitting your kid to hit your kid, that's one thing. If you have a set rule and you do it, that's totally different. And I don't know. And that's what I think, as I end this little thing that I was getting into and talking about. Most of us, like me and my wife, want the country we grew up in back. If you disagree with Trump, fine. But what are you trying to do to make it better instead of just sitting out there protesting? We hate Trump. He is a newsie. He is a newsie. We hate Trump. We hate Trump. What is that? Why don't you work in a soup kitchen, help people out, give back to your communities, make them better? Why don't you, if you're a paving company, why don't you pave some roads and help out? Hey, my name is A.J. Winger of A.J. Winger's Paving Company out of New York City. We're stepping up and we're paving roads because your governor's not. He's taking millions of your dollars, but is he paving the roads? No, we're having to do it to make them better. Think about that when you go to the ballot box next time. We're not a government agency. We're not being paid by the government, but we're paving the roads out of our own pockets to make them better for you because the government's not doing it. What a concept. There was a time when we had roads and bridges and schools and militaries, and we didn't pay taxes. You know, if you can actually tell me what you stand for as a liberal, then great. This is what we stand for. We're a Soros-paid protest propaganda organization. Those protesters remind me of the of the brown-suited men that Hitler used to try to disrupt the regular Germans. Know what you stand for, and stand for it, and go with it, and run with it. That's why this country's falling apart, because a big majority of these teenage voters have no clue what they're saying. I'm lost, because every other day they're telling me to chant something different. That's why when you go up to them and ask them, so you're against vetting, right? And when you talk to them, oh, they want to vet people. When you really get deep down to what they want, they're actually against what they're protesting. No, they're actually for what they're protesting against. So you just think we should just let anyone into your house? No, we need to make sure that the people coming to the party at my house are cool, and they're not going to rob or steal or take stuff. Well, don't you want that same thing for the U.S.? Yeah. So you support vetting? Yes. Well, you're protesting against? They have no clue, because they're just being fed every day something new to yant and shout and scream. Yeah. They have no clue what... They can't think for themselves. Okay, well, what am I... I don't know what... Okay, so I guess the conservatives are doing this, and liberals can't support it, so they have to be against it, even though they support it. I mean, I want Trump to be like, you know, hey, man, you can't crap your pants. So maybe they will. Oh, well, Trump says you can't crap your pants. I guess we have to. We can't not crap our pants, because we can't go along with what Trump says. So we're going to have a world full of people full of it. Yeah. It's like Trump just needs to come out in support of oxygen. This liberal op says that we can't support oxygen, we have to hold our breath. I mean, know what you stand for. Know what you're... Have a backbone, at least. Know what you want. I mean, as this November 7th election rolls around, what do you stand for? What do you, as a liberal, believe? What do you stand for? What do you, as a conservative, what do you stand for? Do you stand for freedom and liberty? And until the party, any party, has defined this is what we stand for, and I think the liberals are starting to panic, because hey, conservatives are finally having a backbone and standing up for what they believe in. Hey, I've never campaigned against anyone, but now there's a first for everything. Maybe if the liberals didn't change their agenda every 5 minutes, they may have ground to stand on. It's sad, but it is kind of comical, because they can't say Trump, they can't say anything, they can't say one thing good about him, no matter what he does. This is so positive. How can it Cuba could end communism and Trump would be blamed somehow, but it has to be wrong. How dare those people who lived in communism for so long, Trump ended the greatness for their country. Okay. You know, because they couldn't positively spin that. They can't positively spin anything that Trump does. They have to diss everything he says, everything he does. And it's sad that they can't say, hey, whoops, we were wrong. Congratulations, this country is going in the right direction. They can't. And that's what's wrong. hospital staff lineup. Yes, that's right. A hospital staff lines up in show of respect to an organ donor. Staff at St. Luke's Meridian in Idaho stopped to line the halls of the ICU to show respect for a patient who is about to provide a life-saving gift of an organ donation. That's, you know, everybody wants an organ. How many people are willing to be there and donate? When it's your turn, you want an organ, but are you an organ donor? One of those things. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that you're a part of, folks. I want to get into, now it's about 11 minutes, I want to get into the whole Manchester United debacle with Jesse Mourinho and all that stuff going on, and thank you all for listening in. And this is, he's actually tweeted stuff recently that says that he has a job till, he's got a contract till July 2020, and you know, they didn't put a pistol to my head and all this stuff. And there's major rumor with the club that he's basically said he wants out. And whether he's got a contract or not, it's debatable. But there's evidence that he wants out of the club. And will he stay at the club? Will he not stay at the club? Who will we get if he goes? I mean, will we just have an interim manager if he leaves to the end of the year? And, you know, will they get someone for after the January transfer window into February, or will they wait till the end of the season? Will he stay on? You know, he brags that he is the most winning, he has the highest winning percentage of any manager at Manchester United, but he's only been there 3 years compared to the next highest, which is Alex Ferguson. He was there 25 years. It's just one of those things. I mean, it's just kind of related, you know, to the U.S. It's just up and down, up and down, up and down. And no one seems to, we're all frustrated as fans. I mean, I feel like the owners of the club are running it like a business. Here we are. It's a business. We want to put money in our pockets. We don't care. You know, as long as we're making a profit, we don't care. As long as, you know, instead of, hey, I want to have a winning club. I want to get back to contending for titles and fighting for the Champions League and doing well in the Carabao Cup and, you know, and vying for FA Cups and a Community Shield and bringing hardware back to Manchester. And there's just a lot of people that are frustrated and don't know what to do. And just like, well, Hakeem Loftus, Justin, is who's to blame? Is it him? Is it Pogba? Was Alexis Sanchez? Was he a great signing and just can't gel with the players that are there? Is it, do you blame the mop, Marlon Fellaini? I mean, where do we go? How do we move forward with this? And you know, I think we have the club as a whole. And this whole club that we have called United needs to unite. And if you don't like Jose or whatever, you think he needs to go, I mean, there's, you know, is Zidane really serious and he wants to take a complete year off? Because that's supposedly a tweet from his his agents basically said that he doesn't really have any interest in ever being in the Premier League because he's not really ever managed in the Premier League and go from there. He's never played in the Premier League, never managed it, all this. So we have to see, you know, and I mean, would we take an Eddie Howe? Would we gamble with someone like Eddie Howe, who I think he's he's someone that I could see gambling on. I could see taking him on for taking him now, offer him a contract. Let's say Mourinho left today, giving him the chance. Okay, let's see if you can keep the club where it is, or get it even, or move it up. Then, okay. You'll be an interim, and depending on how you turn the club, if the club tanks, okay, well, we're going to look for someone more permanent. But if you take the club and you keep it where it is and improve on it, then okay, then we'll consider it and we'll go from there. I mean, do you try to get a Pochettino? Well, I would take. He's Premier League proven. It would give him a chance to step up and take what he's done with Tottenham and go further. So I don't know. Until I kind of look at it like this: until Mourinho walks out that door and says bye bye. I mean, could the owners say, "Hey, we're going to get rid of it. We're just going to sell the club and give it this and hope and get someone that buys it that maybe wants to make the club what it always has been for the fans, about the fans, about winning football." So, I don't know. It's just one of those things that, because there's so much talk, like, is he being sacked? Are they not going to, I mean, I kind of think, does he actually want out? Because his Twitter account is kind of saying, well, I've got a contract till 20. I've heard that today he was going to talk to Ed Woodward. I honestly, from what I know and the sources I have, I think he wants a way out. He wants, like, how long will it take for you to get someone to replace me? And I want to, maybe he's lost the dressing room and they don't respect him or for whatever reason. And he's like, okay, I just want out. Part the sea as Moses did, and I want to go my way and you go your way. If you want to have Michael Carrick step up and temporarily run the club until we find someone, you want to see if we can get Eddie Howe type, just okay. We're gonna have you till May and see how you run the club. If you keep it where it is or a little better, then depending on how well you do, we will. Hey, holy cow! Who's turning the team around? Look at this, or whatever the case may be. Or if it tanks, okay. Well, Nate, you're temporary, so interim. Bye bye. We're gonna get someone better. I don't know. I mean, from what I've read about Zidane, I honestly think he wants a year off. And I really don't. His English isn't the greatest. But, I mean, how could you turn down United? I don't know. Maybe I think he should come to United to say, hey, I didn't just come to Real Madrid at the right time with the right players, and it was just a fluke, Because in regards to American college football, there's a lot of people say that when Fred Akers was at Texas, when he was down in Texas, he had the right players at the right time, and anyone could have anyone with a decent coaching thing like him dominated. When they finally had all kinds of regulations put in place and the recruitment and all this stuff, that's when he left because he couldn't do anything. And then when Purdue took him, he couldn't do anything. Is that same thing with Zidane? Was he at the right place at the right time with the right players? That if he had to start with a club, if he had to go to a club with like nobodies, could he turn them around and make them great? I think he could. But, maybe he has to do that. Maybe he has to take a team like United that's not the greatest right now and turn them into a winning side to say, hey, I didn't, you know, look at where they were and look at what I turned them around to. So, who knows? I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program. I hope you feel a part of us, and I hope you do, and I hope you do something there and make the world a better place. You know? I love that song from Michael Jackson, you know? Change the world, make it a better place. I can't sing, but you know that song. But you went for me and the entire human race, you know? Know what you stand for. And got about 90 seconds left. You know, make something of it. Do something. You know? If you spent half as much time than as you did doing something, maybe you could make real change and do something. You know, go to the Sahara Desert and bitch at the top. How is that going to change anything? Melissa, if you went to the Sahara Desert and bitched it was hot, how would that change anything? It won't. And there you go. It's not going to change anything. Yeah, you know, maybe if you go to a place and you go, hey, this is... You know, and maybe if you tried to fix it by maybe... We can figure out how to get water there so we can cool off. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe. Just maybe something will change. But remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we meet together our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.